Sulim, it's also no good for sandals. Shame la ekev, if it doesn't have a heel. A sandal that only has a soles to it and does not have a heel to it, it's no good. So Mar says, in kein nichtav kruah now, the second time. My hanal shamat mino atatik. Now we hear two things. So the kisa from the word hanal, we learn now, hanal teaches us that chalitz is the only thing that's matar and nothing else. Nothing else is matar. Get does not help by the yibam. Now the Mishnah says, Eved Ivri Nikna, when you want to buy an Eved Ivri, you could buy him b'kesev u'bishtar. There are two kinyonim. You could buy an Eved Ivri by paying him money for the 6 years he's going to work for you, or else you could write a shtar. For koina atzmoi, how does he go out free? For shonim, after he works for 6 years, he automatically goes out free, or else he'll be yovel. If yovel comes first before the 6 years, he goes out with yovel. Or be geroyin kesev. He could also like buy himself back. That means, let's say he was bought for $600, and he has to work for 6 years. So each year is worth $100. So if he worked already 2 years, and now he wants to pay $400 to buy himself back, he's allowed to do that. That's called geroyin kesef. You take off from the money that was paid when you bought him, according to how much he worked, and how much he's worth for each year. Vaita, the Mishnah says, Yisera lov omavriya. So far we're talking about an eved ivri, the man. Now an omavriya, the girl, a Jewish girl that sold for an omav, for a maid, she has another halacha. That shekoynes atzma b'simonim. When she has the money, when she comes 12 years old and she has space virus, when she becomes a gedola, she automatically goes out free. That's more than an eved ivri. An eved ivri doesn't have this halacha. You can even buy an eved ivri that's a gadol, and he does not go out when he becomes a gadol. But an omavriya, that the father could sell his daughter, an omavriya is only when she's a katana. And when she becomes a gedola, when she becomes a nara, she goes out free. Hanirtza. Hanirtza means he was an eved ivri, and now he decided he still wants to work by his eved, by his master, so, and he works then until yovel. So nikne b'ritziya. You're kind of such an eved by making a ritziya. The pasuk says, you take him to the delis, and you pierce his ear there, and then it becomes a nirtza that he works until, for his master until yovel. The kind of satsma, how does he go out free? The yovel, when yovel comes, or else the misasodim. If the master dies, then an eved that's a nirtza goes out free. A regular Eved Ivri that you're buying for 6 years, if the master dies, the locher is the Yorshim take over, he still has to work for the Yorshim. But by a Nirtza, here the locher is that if the master dies, the Nirtza goes out free. He does not have to work for the Yorshim. Yeah. We'll see this in the Gemara, we'll see Psukim. Now the Gemara says, Eved Ivri nikne bekesef minolan. How do we know you could buy an Eved Ivri with money? So Makro, the Pasuk says, Mikesav miknosai. Here the post talking about, Rashi says, Be'evet ivri hanim kal yovik echov makosim adaber, t'chisasid yad ger v'soshav. That an evet ivri was sold to a guy, so later it says you should buy him back mikesav miknosai, from the money that he was paid for. So Malamna comes to teach us, shenikna v'kesav, that he could be bought with kesav. Because later it says, buy him back with the same money he was bought for. So you see, he could be bought with money. So where it says, Ashkechon Eved Ivri Hanim Kol Yovik Echovim. This pasuk is talking about a Jewish Eved that was sold to a guy. So I'll tell you here, Hoyo V'chol Kinyon HaBekesef. A guy's main kinyon all over is only with money. So since a guy is his main kinyon is Kesef, that's why a guy could be kind an Eved Ivri with money. So he doesn't have the kinyon Meshicha. But Nimkal Yisrael Minolon. But when the Eved Ivri is sold to another Jew, how do we know the Jew could bequeath him with kesef? So the Marian says, Amakro, the Pasuk says, Vehefta, that he could like buy himself back. Again, Malamed, it comes to teach us, Shemegaraz Pidyoinai Vyaitza. And this is a Pasuk by an Omavriya. It says, the Omavriya Vehefta, she could like buy herself back. So therefore you see, what does Vehefta mean? That you take away from the money she was bought for, like we said in the Mishnah. That's called Geroyin Kesef. So you see, you take away the duck from the money she was bought for according to how many years she worked already. So you see at the beginning, when you buy her with the money. So Gemara says, good, Ashkechon Omavriya. So far, this Pasuk Vehefta is talking about by a Jewish maid, by a girl, you could buy an Omavriya by paying money for her. So I'll tell you, the other Svar is Hoyle Mikdash of a Kesef. Since there's Kedushin with a girl, with Kesef, therefore maybe Mikna be Kesef. Therefore, well, then also you could also buy her through money. But Eved Ivri, Minolan, Eved Ivri, there's no din of Kedushin. He can't marry an Eved Ivri. So if so, how do you know by never divri that such a lechi you could buy him with kesef? How do we know? So makro, the pasuk says, ki yimko lecho achicha ho ivri or yavriya. Says if you saw somebody buys an eved ivri or an om avriya, the avodcho sheishonim. It says you have to work for 6 years. So it doesn't say kesef here. It just says when you buy an eved ivri or an om avriya. So in this pasuk we say makish ivri lavriya. There's a hekeshir of an eved ivri to the alochis of an om avriya. And therefore, since by an om avriya the pasuk says the heftor that she could buy herself back, mashma that she for you the owner, the master first bought her with money. So since by an om avriya you could buy her with money, this pasuk makes a hekesh that eved ivri also could be bought with money. The Gemara says the Ashkechon, so far we only find Machru Bezdin. Only if Bezdin sells a person for an Eved Ivri. When does Bezdin sell somebody for an Eved Ivri? Like Rashi says, Bignei Vasai. The person stole something and he doesn't have money to pay it back. So the Lacher is, Bezdin sells him for an Eved Ivri, and with that money they pay back what he stole. So here's talking about a Machru Bezdin. The Chiyimchor, the Rashi says, the Chiyimchor, Aide Acher Mashma. That's what Bezdin says, Chiyimchor, Lachor Chicha, Mashmi is sold by somebody else. Therefore, we are didn't know, Rashi says, she needs to be kesef, poloi chazaka. Maybe their kesef helps without making a chazaka. You know why? Because there's another kal, she nimka bar korchoi. Because Bezdin has a right to sell an eved ivri by force. Mashenker, when an eved ivri wants to sell himself, he wants money. He sells himself. How do we know that the odin could buy him, could be kind him with kesef alone? Maybe he has to make a chazaka also. So Gemara says, that's what Gemara says. Since Bezdin could sell this Eved Ivri by force, that's why there's a Kinyan Kesef alone. But Moicher Atzma Minolan, how do you know if an Eved Ivri wants to sell himself, how do you know also that he could be sold, be bought with money? So Gemara says, Yalef Socher Socher. I'm making Zerah Shava Socher Socher. Rashi says, Nema B'Moicher Atzmoi, when the Pasuk talks about a person, a Jew could sell himself, it says, Ki yomach achicha v'nimkar, kisachar kisayshav yimach. It says the word kisachar. And it also says in the Pasha, b'machru bezdin, when bezdin sells the Eved Ivri, it also says, ki mishnes chasachar. It says the word sachar there. So making zereshava sachar, any halacha that applies by machru bezdin, the same halacha applies when the Eved sells himself. So just like when bezdin sells the Eved Ivri, the Adon could buy it by money, the same thing, when a person sells himself for an Eved Ivri, also the Kinyan is with Kesef. So Gemara says, this is the Machlokes though. Honicha, this is good, Laman, the Yalav Sacher Sacher. If you make this Gzeirah Shava, that you learn out the Lachas of Nimka, Bignei Vosloy, and Moicher Bezdin, has the same Lachas like Moicher Atzmoy, it's good. But Elo Laman, the Lo Yalav Sacher Sacher, but we'll soon see there is a man, the Yom, that says, no, I do not learn out one Halacha from the other. I say they're different Halachas. Whether Bezdin sells you, or whether you sell yourself. I don't make this Gzeirah Shava, Sochi Socher. If so, Ma'ik L'Meima. So then we're back to the question, how do we know that an Eved Ivri could sell himself with money? How do we know the master could buy him with money alone? Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, V'chi Sasek, it says, Moisef al Inyan Rishon. It's Moisef al Inyan Rishon, V'yilmod el Yomitachten. Again, you have to hold cup. We're holding now, how do you know an Eved Ivri could sell himself now by himself with Kesef? So we learn now, because Mandiyom, you don't make the Gzeirah Shava Sochi Socher. You kill enough of Mecha Bezdin. So how do you know he could sell himself? So it's Eidach Nam, the Pasuk says, V'chi Sasig. So we say, that means to say, Moisev Alinyan Rishon, it adds on to the Pasha before, the Yilmoid El Yom Yitachta, we learn now the top Pasha from the bottom Pasha. So Rashi says like this, true. It sells this when a Jew sells himself to a goy to be an Eved Ivri. This is right next to the Pasha's Meicher Atzmo Yisrael. It's right next to the Pasha where a Jew sells himself to another Yisrael. So therefore, we learn out these two Pashas together. And when you sell yourself to a goy, that was the first Pasuk we start off with. And the Pasuk says, Mikesef Miknosoi, that you could sell yourself to a goy with money. And here we're saying now the Torah puts the Pasha of you selling yourself to another Jew right next to the Pasha of selling yourself to a guy. So therefore, the Yilmud we learn out, Nimka li Yisrael, if the Jew sells himself for an Eved Ivri to another Jew, me Nimka li Yavdechavim, from the same halacha when a Jew sells himself to another Yavdechavim, the Hekesh from this Hekesh, or the Nimka li Yavdechavim, Ksiv Mikasa Miknasai. So therefore, that's how you learn out, You learn out one parsha from the other parsha that an Eved Ivri could sell himself to another Jew by himself without Beis Din, also with money. That the master could buy this Eved through money. Now the Gemara says, Zuman Tana de Loyal of Socher Socher. Who is this Tana? Like, where is this Machlokes? If you make this Zereshav as Socher Socher, if you learn out the Alochis of Machru, Beis Din has the same Alochis as Mecher Atzmai. Who's the one that says yes? Who's the one that says no? The Gemara says, Hi Tanu. This is the Tana that says no. The Tana you learned, Ha Mecher Atzmai, where an Eved sells himself to be an Eved Ivri. So Nim Kal Sheish. He could only sell himself for 6 years. For yes or not. If he wants to sell himself for more than 6 years, he's allowed to. If he speaks out to Feirish, like Rashi says, in Hisna, Limchol Yesashonim, then when he first buys him, he makes a tnai, want to be sold for 10 years, he has a right to do that. And he can be sold for 10 years. The din is Sheish is Stam. If you don't speak out how many years, you're only sold for 6 years, you go out after 6 years. But if you were first sold yourself, you spoke out clearly for 10 years, you could do that. That's a moicher atzmei is nimkol sheish. V'yesro sheish. Machru Beis Din, but if Beis Din sells an Eved Ivri because he stole, ain't a nimkor el l'sheish. You see the different halachas here. So you see, you don't make this gzeira shava socher socher. We don't learn out one parsha from the other parsha. There are different halachas. When Beis Din sells you, they can only sell you for 6 years. And also, ha-moicher atzmei ain't a nirza. When you sell yourself to be an Eved Ivri, and after 6 years you want to remain by your owner, you can't do that. You can't become a nirza. But only by Machru Beis Din Irtza. Only when Beis Din sells you, then if you want to stay till Yovel, you can become an Irtza. Meicher Atzmai, if an Eved sells himself, ain't manikim loy. There's no mitzvah hanaka. The answer says when the Eved leaves you, you have to give him presents. You have to let him go out nicely. So that wasn't said where you sell yourself. But Machru Beis Din, when Beis Din sells this Eved for an Eved Ivri, manikim loy. Then we have the special mitzvah to act nice to him when you let him go. And Hamoicher Atzmai, a Jew that sold himself to be an Eved Ivri, and Rabbi Moisel Shifcha Kananis. The master has no right to give him to live with a Shifcha Kananis. But Machru Beis Din, when Beis Din sells the Eved Kanani, then the locher is Rabbi Moisel Shifcha Kananis. The rabbi has the right to give him a Shifcha Kananis. So here you see clearly this Tana does not make the Gzera Shava. So that's this Tana. Reb Lezer argues and says no. Reb Lezer is Zev Zayin and Nimker Elishesh. Both of them have the exact same halacha. In other words, we make the gzeira shava sochi sochir. Therefore, both could only be sold for 6 years. Zev is zeh nirtza. Both could be nirtza if they want to work to yovel. Zev is zeh manikum loy. Both you have to give them presents. Zev is zeh rabbi moishla shifka kananis. By both of them, the master could give him a shifka kananis. So my love isn't the b'hok nufuk. It is the b'hok nufuk. It is my focus over here. Hatana kam lo yalo sochi sochir. He doesn't make the gzeira shava sochi sochir. So now there are two different pashas, mecher atzmai and machru Beis Din. Reb Lezer says, no, Yalav Sokha Sokha. He learns that one from the other. So they have the same halachis. So Chud is the machlekes. Moses Omer Rav Tiv Yumi Mishmei Dabaya. And I'll tell you the Kula Yalam everybody holds, Yalav Sokha Sokha. We do learn out this Gzeva Shava Sokha Sokha. Vahokha 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 Kemiflagi. I tell you, here the pasuk is like, the machlekes is like this. My time of Tanakam was the Tanakam to make differences. The Yom, because he says, why? The Torah only says when Beis Din sells you, there the Torah says, Zeh, mashma only here, where Beis Din sells you could only be sold for 6 years. But not when you sold by yourself, then you could be sold for more if you want. V'idach, what's your blessed do? V'yavodcha l'choh v'lar l'yarish.
Like Rashi said, Yenu oivet lo yes abas v'lo yes ach. In ain loy ben. Avol oivet hu es a ben klakamon. If he has a ben, then there's the din Yerusha. Without a ben, then there's no din Yerusha. And this is by Moicher Beis Din. So the Gemara says, V'idach, what's the other man that do with this? V'yavodcha achrinik, so it says the second time v'yavodcha. V'idach, hu li hart sois odim hu di yosa. That the master should be happy when he gives him the present, like Rashi says. Lahart soisi al hanoko, he should be happy. So that's this machloik. Something more says, my time of the Tanakama. What's the time of the Tanakama? The Yoma that says, Meicharatz moy ein nirtza. That if you sell yourself, you have no din nirtza. You can't become an Eved to work until Yovel. Why? Midamiyat rachmonagab machru bezdin. Since there's a miyat of the Pasuk in the parasha machru bezdin, the Pasuk says, Verotza adoinov es oznoi b'matzaya. So we dash in Oznoi Shaloi, only this ear, where it was Mercha Beis Din, for Loi Oznoi Shemercha Latzmoi. And not in the case where you sell yourself, there's no din of an Irtza. That's the Pshat in the Tanakama.